Bolted doors and windows barred. Guard dogs prowling in the yard. Won't protect you in your bed. Nothing will. From Pumpkinhead.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It is 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night. How you feeling, everybody? Where's my beer? Hold on, I gotta get my beer. First I have to say, before I do anything, I have to say it's October 23rd. October 23rd, 2024. And it's almost Halloween. Next week, we're going to be bringing Halloween into the sewer. At midnight next week, some of my nipples are actually dripping right now, but let me clean those up. So yeah, it is October 23rd. The spooky stuff it's thick. We're thick in the spooky right now. I lost my. Are these twist offs? Are these Miller? Highlight. Oh, there are twist offs. I'm looking for a bottle opener. And they're twist off. Is that actor in that Tarantino movie? Twist off waltz? Zinger? How do you protect yourself from Blumpkinhead? Saran wrap. I'm drinking some Miller High Life tonight. They should come out with Miller Low Life. If they had Miller Low Life, I'd buy that. It's not Miller Light. It's Miller High Life. It's a champagne of the bars. Am I a pirate? What? Show us your booty. If you want to join the chat room, you can go to nicktherat.com, click on social. There is IRC chat, there's Discord chat, there's Twitch chat. They all combine into one sloppy mess of hilarity. Let me tell you, you'll find some hilarious stuff going on in the chat room. Scary. It's actually some of the scariest parts of the internet. Probably hangs out in the sewer. So do not go in there unless you have a strong sense of self. Otherwise, you might come out of there with fucking either amnesia or multiple sclerosis or some shit. I don't know. You come out of there with an issue. Or three. Hey, what's up, Tunnel Rat? How you doing, man? Dustin the Wind's in here. NetNet's in here. Stacy. Oh, we got Mr. Harmonica, man. The chat room is going wild right now. It's a wild night in the chat room. So, yeah, I'm drinking this Miller High Life because I was at the store, and I'm like, hey, you know, maybe I'll get this six-pack of small-batch pumpkin beer. I bring it up to the counter, and they're like, $17. I'm like, you know what? I'm always disappointed when I drink this pumpkin shit anyway. And $17 is just a little bit too rich for my ass right now. So I went to the other store down the block after I couldn't keep looking for beers, cheaper beers in the same place. After you return beer for finding out the price, they didn't put the price on there, you know. These guys are scammers. A lot of these people working in these delis that have like craft beers, if they're not putting the prices on the beer, they're expecting you to go there and then buying it because you don't want to do that walk of shame back. I was like, you know, I'll put it back, sir. I'll put back this $17 craft pumpkin beer. I went down the block and they had a 12 bottles of Miller High Life for $13. Come on. That's... This is some... they should call this Miller Low Life. It's, I'm not complaining either. You know, I had a couple of these. Yum, yum. Be drinking Guinness. I probably should be drinking some Guinness. You know, that's fairly priced. Yummy beer. Yeah, if I was to be drinking Miller High, the champagne beer or Guinness, I'd probably, you know, yeah. Well, now I'm just feeling a little bit sad. Next week, watch me guzzle Guinness. So we are probably wondering what the hell is going on tonight. Tonight is going to be a very, very special Halloween episode of Nick the Rat Radio. We are going to be, we have tarot cards. If you want to give a call in, I'll read your fortune in a very loose reading. I hope I don't get cursed by any real tarot card witches out there. Either way, so yeah, if you want your tarot card reading, call 917-719-5923 when I actually open the phone lines. Not yet. There, you can call now and leave a voicemail. I'll play pretty much all the voicemails. There's a 50-50 voicemail challenge going on. If you could leave 50 voicemails, you get a pack of Nick the Rat Low Life beer. I refill these after the show. So yeah, we're doing that. What else do we have? We also have amazing music, CC by 3.0, free to share. Just give complimentaries to the chef and, you know, tell people that you like their stuff. We're spreading culture down here, and I will be having a lot of Halloween-y music. So if you have young children listening to this, they might get really scared and defecate all over you. So tell them to leave the room because there's going to be creepy Halloween music. We'll also be carving a pumpkin. We're going to be doing a little pumpkin carving. So there'll be some ASMR knife in pumpkin sounds. We'll see how that goes. And finally, we'll be answering the question that everybody wants to know. Where is Mr. Halloween currently? Going around spreading cheer to all the little kids with razor blade candies and stuff. Let's listen to some music first, and we'll be back, and maybe we'll open the phone lines as soon as we come back after this song. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Let's listen. This one's from Sir Lo-Fi, Thunderstorm on Halloween. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Nick the Rat Radio. If you like the music, you could go find it on SoundCloud. And, yeah, you could do stuff. You could like it there. You could listen to it again there. You could do all that cool stuff. That's the fun part about the internet. You could interact with people. Sometimes you bump into really big old weirdos out there. You don't even know if they're real anymore. And sometimes you don't know what you're doing. And are you real? Maybe you are a figment of your own imagination. You never know what you're doing, if you're doing the right thing, until you reflect on it, you think about it, and then you're usually horrified that what you did was accidentally urinate in a church in the holy water, and maybe some people died from it. You got listeria. But sometimes you might do something right and invent the wheel, you know? Sometimes you might get the wheel going. Phone line's open, 917-719-5923. You give a call, and I'll read your tarot card. I'll give you a tarot card reading.
What game is this? What are you playing? So many other questions.
What game is this? This is Nick the Rat Radio. Hello, caller.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on?
Remember me?
Dad?
Huh? No, sir. Hey, I wasn't saying Guinness. I was saying Guinnessy.
Oh, like Hennessy?
No, sir. Gennessee. You never heard of this? You never heard it? It's from New York.
Is it like a geese urine?
No, it's like a badass beer. I found it on a mountain in Pueblo, Colorado, but they only sell it in New York and Ohio, I think.
I don't think I've ever seen or heard of that.
You haven't? Oh, okay.
Well, I don't really get out too far from the sewer.
Oh. It may be worth more than $12 for 12 bottles.
Anyway, can't beat that price.
I just want to do some quick fuck yous, all right?
Do you want me to do your tarot card reading?
No, so I already did my own.
No, I could do it for you.
Yeah,
let's.
Well, you're gonna rig it.
Let's see how. What's your question? We need a question, right? To do tarot card readings, is that how you do it? Like, I don't just look at the cards, right? Wait, yeah, no, I do. I'm supposed to, like, just look at the cards.
I don't want to do it since you're going to rig it.
All right, just tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay, we got, you got a...
Should be the magician.
This five of spades. This is just a deck of cards.
Oh.
What the
okay,
hell?
Well, hey, I have to go to sleep, but I want to do the interview with you next week. Is that okay? I'll give you some money. I was going to do this experiment that I created on my own. You want to do that?
How much are we talking about here?
I don't know. $2?
That works. Give me a call. You can contact my agent at 917-719-5923.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll catch up with you later. I was just going to do that, though.
Very confused. There's like a deck of cards mixed into the tarot cards, or is there like... I have to read the instructions here. What's going on?
It shouldn't be spades. It should be cups.
Be cup, but there's clubs, too. There's clubs and hearts and rainbows. Oh, my.
It should be cups, clubs, swords, and wands. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, I don't want to make fun of you, sir. Good luck to you, sir. I'll catch up with you, brother.
I'm just practicing my divination over here.
Do it on Waythorn.
Give Waythorn a reading?
Yes, sir.
Well, you got a... little dude with three flamingos, maybe five flamingos. A couple of them are dead. So what I'm trying to say is if you ever come into a thing of five, make sure you kill one and you hold on to one, okay? I don't know what that means to you. I don't really know how to do this, but yeah, I would say watch. If you see people looking at something and some shit's about to go down, make sure you're ahead of at least three other people. All right? There's your tarot card reading. I'm pretty good at this. Whew. All right, let's go back to the pumpkin here. Here's the pumpkin. All right, we're gonna grab this pumpkin. We're gonna start stabbing it, right? Is that how you do it? Is that how you make pumpkins into people? 917-795-9923.
Hey. Hey Nick, what's going on, buddy? I thought about you as I'm waiting for the podcast to start. I'm in my boxers and I walk onto my back porch. It's dark and it's been a long day. So, you know, I'm kind of smelly, you know, big man. And, I'm throwing my hands over my head, you know, just, you know, elbows out, just, relaxing, stretching a bit. Taking in the cool night air and listening to the deer scurry about the backyard, and I'm like, yeah, well, I'm just making them familiar with my smell so they don't associate me with a threat when I harvest one of them soon. Anyway, so then I'm like looking at the side of my grill. I'm like, okay, it's a balcony porch, so there's no stairs going down, and the dryer outlet for the lint, you know, blows off. I was like, that's a big clump of lint on the side of my grill, you know, the pole, the leg. And I was like, that's kind of weird. So I put my bare foot on this clump of lint that's on the pole on the grill. And I just give it a, you know, bump to knock it to the ground. I'm like, huh, that felt heavy. But it's not wet because it's kind of been pretty dry, you know, cool and dry. No humidity even really to complain or speak about. So then it hit the ground kind of with a thud right below where I bumped it. I'm like, okay. So I kind of flex my toe a little bit backward and I, you know, give it a thump with my foot to, you know, roll it over because it's, you know, a big piece of dryer lint, you know, two and a half inch, whatever. And it, you know, it's a grayish look. So I'm like, all right, let me roll that out of the way off my porch. And, the damn thing sprung to life and scurried off to the corner and like down the leg of the porch, balcony porch. And hit the ground in the backyard, and I hear some light leaf rustling because, yeah, the damn thing is a small field mouse. Nick, you got to talk to your family. They're not welcome to fucking hang out on my grills. This is bothersome. I'll put the little motherfucker in the grill if he keeps hanging out. I don't know. Was that your cousin, Little Billy? Next time it'll be a stump. Love you, Nick.
Oh, no. There's some mold on the pumpkin stem. Yes, but mold is not a free-form defect. In order to be scored as a defect, what is a defected scored pumpkin? You cure your pumpkin? What is? If there, should I not cut open a pumpkin if there's a little bit of? Should probably throw this thing out the window at somebody. Maybe we could do that. No, we can't do that. Let's take a quick break. 917-719. We're gonna listen to Robot City by Samen68. All right. Thanks, John. All right. Cool. All right. Talk to you. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I just got off the phone with John C. Dvorak. He told me that I should rub vinegar on the mold, so I did that. I think we're ready to get back to cutting this bad boy open. So, you know, a little bit mold mixed in with the vinegar, then I drank it down, trying to build up a tolerance for it. I think it's going to be very useful in the near future. We got some more voicemails. 917-795-9923.
Fuck! Just got killed.
Got killed? Don't call... You shouldn't call podcasts and say stuff like that.
Hey, Nick! I wasn't quite finished, but, you know, the voicemail timeout. Yeah, so talking about the little Billy, I guess, field mouse. So I was not bothered too much by it. I didn't even look to see where he scurried off to, because fuck, it's dark. And my lady friend, very very smart, not English is not a strong point, but yeah, she, why he there? And I was like, yeah, kind of panicking. She was, not me. And I was like, the porch is like kind of below a huge oak tree. So all those fucking acorns are always, you know, pinging off the roof and pinging off the porch. Cause, you know, it's that time of year. And acorns, you know, they do their thing. Animals love acorns, deer, mice. Raccoons, any of that shit, you know, they like, acorns, kind of like Nick. You like acorns, don't you, Nick?
I like
them. I got some nuts for you, Nick.
You do?
Ha 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 ha.
Now, acorns are pretty cool to step on. I'm a big fan of stepping on them. I don't know if you could hear any of this cutting. Let me get this, carbon going over next to the mic over here. This is a professional podcast, and on professional podcast, you need to hear stuff, not see stuff. Let's do some carving. And we're done. All right, let's put the gate back on there. Ooh, man, my wrist is feeling it in my wrist. We got that pretty good though. Ooh, okay. Take that, pumpkin. That's how you deal with a pumpkin head. Grab a knife. Or if you're a government of the planet, grab yourself a quantum computer and break some RSA. That's a scary story. If that happens, everything's over. We're doomed. Ooh.
Hey.
Huh?
Who's this? What are you calling me for? You sell fucking insurance, are you? Who fucking want it?
Not selling insurance, no. No, sir. I feel bad. There was a, I got a text message and they were like, please send your card information over now. So I responded with, should I send my credit card information and my social security information? And they replied, yeah, ha ha ha. So I sent them a picture of a naked giraffe and told them if they zoom in on its asshole that they will see my credit card and social security name information. And they made it seem, they made it out to seem like I met them at a, at like some supermarket and I was selling them clothes or shoes. And then I did a reverse search on the number and it might have been like some 70-year-old lady. But if you're a 70-year-old lady who had the wrong number and you text messaged somebody and you got a picture of a giraffe's anus, I'm not really that sorry.
Ah, shit, I lost count again. Let's see. What's voice number is this one? 45. This is Kevbot, Kevin. A.K.A. Kevbot. Represent all of humanity, and you do. You are responsible for humanity. You represent all of humanity. You are the representation of humanity. You.
The lawyers of Optar are now serving the sewers of Brooklyn, New York. Spilled hot coffee all over yourself? The lawyers of Optar are now serving the sewers of Brooklyn, New York. Incorporate your business? Murder one? Call 917-719-5923 and arrange for your free consultation today. Post bail? Sucked out of the sewer? Listen to what our satisfied customers have to say about our service.
The lawyers of Optar got results. The lawyers of Oaktar were very professional in handling my case.
It was the best call that I ever made.
Call 917-719-5923 and we'll review your case for $69.99 and ask for Zindu.
Don't ask for Zindu. He'll rip you off. But this next artist won't. It's Alex with Aura. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Nick the Rat Radio, where you could cut loose like a goose and hang out. You know, you could just hang on out. I did a lot of the scooping of the guts, a lot of the pumpkin sludge out so far. I'm doing pretty good. I'm always scared when I open up these pumpkins that there's gonna be like a tarantula or some shit in there, or like a witch. Some old naked lady's gonna pop out. You're here for the video? Guts confirmed. Yeah, I'm cutting the pumpkin up, okay, guys? This is real time, live pumpkin carving podcasting for the Halloween season. I love Halloween. It's a great time. The lights. Big fan of like orange and purple. Orange and purple, I think, go very well together. I like seeing giant spiders and skeletons attacking people's houses. I think that's fun. It makes me want to run around the neighborhood with a sword and a shield and stab a whole bunch of things that need to get stabbed. Yeah. Ow. Okay. Yeah, let's do some live scooping though, because maybe scooping sounds good too. Maybe you want to hear a little bit of the scoopage. So let's turn the gate off. All right, gate's wide open. All right, let's get that. The technology they have today with these plastic utensils with teeth, with the dentana spoon, works really well. Now I'm gonna take the seeds. I'm gonna bake them. I'm gonna try to do the whole getting the gush off of it, getting the gush off the seeds, and I'm gonna bake them. Not gonna do that live on the air though. That's gonna happen tomorrow. On my OnlyFans account, OnlyFans/Nick the Rat. You can watch me do some put the pumpkin in the pie, smoke some dope, and make some pumpkin seeds. Yeah, let's get some more out of here. It's almost empty now. Phase two of the pumpkin carving is almost complete. Phase one is always cutting the top off, doing the top hole, and then phase two is the scoop. So we're doing the scoop now. We're done. I'm calling that done. All right. Phase two complete. The pumpkin is empty. Now we gotta fill it with the blood of virgins. So let's take a quick break, listen to some music, and we'll be right back after this song by Mr. Jazz called Pumpkin Jazz. Welcome back, everybody, to Nick the Rat Radio. We're here. We're celebrating Halloween. We're cutting up pumpkins, killing gourds, taking names. Just taking a little break right now because my hands are tired. I did a lot of work. A lot of that sawing away. Action. I haven't been watching any horror movies that much lately. I have. It's free time is very short, and is Practical Magic considered a horror movie? I guess so. Bunch of ladies with magical powers. It's kind of scary. We got a lot of more phone calls to go. 917-795. We should maybe also thank people, too. But first, listen to a voicemail.
I'm here. Nick the Rat. It's me. Voicemail 46. Dr. Sir Mike Roach. Hey, I have a question for you. Would you rather
say something deep, man?
What are
the
words?
You want to say something deep? I'll continue your shitty little podcast.
Hey.
Which is only
a shitty big podcast
for me, Kevbot, to complete the 50 voicemail challenge. Yes, it's never been done in history. Yes, the radiation waves are immense, and my brain feels like it's boiling and gonna run out the sides of my fucking ears. So.
Ooh.
You don't think I can do it, do you? You don't think I can do it yet? You don't think I have it in me to leave four more voicemails? So. Well, we'll see. We'll soon find out.
Let's thank some people for helping make this show more valuable than it should be. Thank you. You go to nicktherat.com, click on donate, and there's a bunch of buttons there. You could either there's only two buttons there. You could do $4.20 a month, or you could give whatever amount you want. It goes through PayPal. There's other ways to donate, though. There is a P.O. box. You could send whatever you want there. It's 905. I don't have any. I haven't been able to go to the P.O. box lately, so I haven't seen it. So I don't remember the number. It's 549, I think. It's if you click social on nicktherat.com, you can find it there. I need to slow down. You ever like not relax, and then you realize that you're not relaxed, and then you have to relax yourself? I am in the current state of being unrelaxed and aware of the unrelaxation. So I'm just going to take a breath. All right. Look there for the P.O. box. You know where. And then you could click on the other thing and do the other stuff. There's also, you could donate via Twitch, or there's the Lightning Network using Podcasting 2.0 RSS feeds. But first, let's thank some people that have donated. I read donation amounts and your initials and any notes. I don't read, I don't try to dox you. So, first donation this week comes from TK with a 420. I think TK for 420, it's a subscription amount. That is awesome that you are donating that to me. Thank you so much, TK. We also have, the heck is this? No. We have KR. KR with 420. KR has been around for a long time. Cheers to you, KR. And hopefully you stick around for many more. That's why we send glue traps to your house. Oh, yeah, we should light up. We should smoke some weed. We got some weed over here. Ah! I almost dropped the empty Miller Lite piss all over the floor. Let's see here. Not Miller Lite, Miller High Life. We also have another donation from MAC. MAC comes in with 420. Cheers to all of you. And then we have, let's look at the Twitch donations. I think there was maybe one or two. We have Foo resub with their Prime for 41 months, 6 days ago. Mr. Harmonica followed me 45 minutes ago, and Dr. Sirmacrotch resubbed with their Prime. They've been subbed for 15 months, 18 minutes ago. 15 moves this on me. Thank you, everybody. Another way we like to generate revenue in the sewer is by selling mostly garbage, whatever we could find, high quality products that scientists have worked years and years and years on. And we'll be going to listen to some advertisements, so we could make some money down here. We'll be right back.
Are you not able to reflect Mercury Retrograde's power and use it for good? Do you sit at home waiting for it to pass? We in the Dark Sewer Network understand your problems, and we've had our scientists working 24/7 figuring out how to protect you from Mercury Retrograde. You've seen those Mylar tinfoil-looking piece of shit space blankets they've sold you earlier. But these are pink. Our dark sewer scientists rub pink sea salt crystals all over this tinfoil in assurance that you, yes you, will be protected from all the powers that comes from Mercury during this troubled, sensitive time. If you or a loved one suffers from Mercury Retrograde, call us now at 917-719-5923 and let us help you during your troubled times. Call now. Only $69.99 a blanket.
Invaded by indestructible moon monsters. Their ghastly mission, death for all humans. What astounding technical developments are being made to protect mankind? Robot Monster brings you an actual preview of the devastating forces of our future. Unsuspected revelations of incredible horrors that will terrify you with their brutal reality.
There is no escape from me. Very well. I will recalculate. Your death will be indescribable. Fool humans, there is no escape.
Create it, Rocket. everybody. Hello, everybody. We're having a fun night carving up pumpkins. It's the Halloween season. Ooh, spooky. Peanut butter. Been looking for a good peanut butter. I've been currently eating Skippy natural low sodium peanut butter because it had less ingredients in it than regular peanut butter. But apparently, palm oil is very controversial. At first, I was like, "What the hell is a palm anyway?" The only palms that I know about. Beat my meat, waka waka waka. I don't know how much of the palm is actually in how much the oil. It's like 10% of it's fat and it keeps the peanut butter creamy. So there's peanut salt and palm oil in the natural Skippy peanut butter, but the I'm going to try to get a different peanut butter that just has peanuts and salt without the fat binder, I guess. But that usually makes the peanut butter more greasy and oily, which I guess, you know, is whatever. But I keep hearing that dark roast is really good. Like a dark roast peanut butter is what we're looking for here. I don't know what I'm talking about really. The palm oil is controversial because it kills gorillas or something. They have gorillas that they have to mine. They have to go to the mine. They work. They have basically to get the palms to squish them. They need to put gorillas in mines to mine their palms for their oil. It's really bad. But that's, I just don't want to eat oil. I really don't care if they put gorillas to work in the mines for the oil that they make the peanut butter smooth. Like, you know, if that's on Skippy, you know? That's on the, That's on Skippy's mind, not my mind. Like, I'm not really thinking about how they're destroying probably entire habitat for... I'm sure it's more than just gorillas that are having a hard time because of this. But it keeps the peanut butter really smooth. But I don't know what it's doing to my body. I hope it's not bad for, like, me as well. Brush your teeth with coconut oil. Yes, you just have to get stuff out of there. Gorilla palm oil sounds even grosser than palm tree oil. He's got gorilla palms. But yeah, that's a huge... do they come from palm trees? Or did the palm fruit or palm... What else do they make with these palms? Can you get palm pie? Ping pong poo pa pie. Yeah, it's a type of palm, but I don't know what a palm gives you. High cholesterol oil gives you high cholesterol. Yeah, but there's like good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. There's so many like things out there. You can't win all your fights, you know. Or something. But yeah, I want to try some of that dark roast peanut butter. That sounds like coffee. It sounds like it'll just be like thick coffee. I could have like a coffee sandwich. I could have dark roast coffee. Put some chocolate in there, some Nutella. Put some motor oil, Tang on some white bread. Yum yum yum. Yeah, seed oil is supposedly bad, but luckily olives and palms are not seeds. But are they? Who knows? Vegetables aren't real. Everything has their own genius, and we just lump them together, and, you know, just vegetable is just like a catch-all. Vegetable oil? The part of it, is vegetable oil good? I don't... You're just squishing shit. Palm oil is chemically extracted? Really? Do they use, like, cement? And what is that other stuff? So I got these candles, too. And they probably use formaldehyde in it. But they say they use soy. Soy candles. Because there's so much... So much stuff out there. Wait, you need to use meth to make palm oil? We're just getting lost out here. In the I should start carving this pumpkin, right? I gotta do it over here, though. How can I set up the... Let's see here. No, that's not going to really work, this whole situation with the camera. So we're just going to casually carve this pumpkin. Do some casual carving of the pumpkin here. It's going to be fun. And I don't draw anything on it before I do it. I just dig in. I think you should just dig in. Because the people that... If you spend too much time thinking about your design, you're not really feeling the pumpkin out. You gotta feel the pumpkin. First, I gotta find a nice side for it. You always gotta find a nice side. I'm thinking the southwest corner of this gourd. Maybe right in the nasty part. Right in the nasty part. All right, yeah, I picked my side. Now we just gotta... I like to pop some holes into it first. I like to pop holes to help me penetrate it with the knife. Because you ever use... I'm gonna turn off the gate. The gate's been off, okay. You ever use, like, one of these $3 pumpkin carving kits? They work really well, but it's very cheap materials. But you got, if you know what you're doing... And cheap materials could last you a long, long way. So I'm just going to pop some holes into this pumpkin first. Just doing it randomly, but I'm feeling out the soul of the pumpkin. All right, you can't hear what's going on. It's what's grossing in so many products? Motor oil? Well, they put a lot of garbage into a lot of stuff. And you only find out years later that it might have been bad. But then again, it might also not have been. But it could have been. I'm going to go for a pretty traditional look, I think. I'm feeling a big stuff here. I'm feeling big. Let's go a little bit weird. Go now. Let's go. There we go. Got to put another hole. All right. It's going to be pretty angular. Cottonseed oil? Canola oil is nasty. I really am not a... If I smell canola oil, I'm just like, all right. You're getting out of the kitchen. All right. We got that. All right, we got to put another hole here. I'm feeling it right here. There we go. All right. I'm just molesting my pumpkin, penetrating its soft membrane here. There we go. One more hole. We just need about 8 holes. That's how we do it in the sewer. There we go. Right there. Okay. Whew. you probably can't see my master holemanship, but there's some holes. I put some holes. You're like, what are you going to do with those holes? Well, you know, when you give a rat some weed and sharp utensils and a gourd, he knows he's just feeling it out. He's just feeling it out. It's going to be cool, though. It's going to be nice. Why don't you start get that knife going? You got that shake weight thing going on? Peanut oil. I heard peanut oil is like the worst. Peanut oil, seed oil. I think just fruit, like avocado, coconut. Is coconut a fruit? Coconut's nut. But are peanuts? Peanuts are not nuts. They're legumes. Legume oil? Mmm. Nice, tasty legume oil. Peanut oil is fine. I like hot sesame oil. Put like one drop of that in your pants and you have yourself a fun night. We're going to carve out at least one eye right now. We got to start going. We got to move this along. It's already midnight in the sewer. Peanut oil is only bad if you have an allergy. That wasn't so hard. All right, I'm going to do the other eye, and then we're going to take a break after that. But I hope you're enjoying the sound. I don't know if you can hear it. Let me put the mic closer. Let me put the microphone inside the pumpkin when I cut it. I think we're ready to pop the eyes out of here. Yeah, it doesn't look so great. Well, we could, it's just like, just kind of like the, what's that called? I'm going at the Bob Ross method here. Where it's, you think it's not great. You heard rumors on the street that it's not so great. But once you get to the next part's just going to make it look great. And then I'll fuck it up after that. But first we're going to listen to some music here. We have Raggedy Jess with Half the World Away. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Nick the Rat Radio. I'm making great progress on this pumpkin of mine. I think we're about to save it. I got more dots laid into it. We're going to start doing some more carving soon. But first, we're going to let's do another voicemail. 917-719-5923.
Well, hello there, good sir. I know you know who this is. Why, this is Kevbot calling to do my 50 voicemail challenge. Yeehaw. Now, you know how much I love to call into Nick the Rat Radio and do the 50 voicemail challenge. And then I like to go grab onto my harmonica and play a little bit of it. So I'm going to do that for you right now because this is the 50 voicemail. That's Kevbot with the 50 voicemail challenge. I had sex with Mr. Harmonica Man's wife.
Well then, well, wasn't that an interesting voicemail? How many people are doing this voicemail challenge? Ew, I got slop on me. All right, we're going to do the nose now. I hope you guys are ready for some pumpkin ASMR. Hey, it's Halloween, right? So what is better than... imagining yourself being within a pumpkin, like, and with a rat on the outside of the pumpkin, sticking a knife furiously into it. Hey, let's try to get a better view here. Maybe I could expand this. Judy, make that a little bit bigger. There we go. Open that up. Open it up, Judy. Damn, Judy. All right, there we go. Brother. All right, we got it going pretty good there. You could kind of see the progress that we're getting to. I don't see if you can see the other dots, but I think we're gonna make a pretty badass Halloween pumpkin live on Nick the Rat Radio. Let's get ready to dive into the pumpkin now, and experience what it would be like if somebody was carving into your skull. That's right. We got our utensil, and we're going to put the microphone in the hole now. All right. Here we go. We got the nose. The nose is carved out. Let's pop it out live on video. Here we go. The first ever nose popping of a Nick the Rat pumpkin live here. Yeah. All right, there we go. We're looking pretty good. I think when there's light in this bad boy, this is gonna be a good pumpkin. It's gonna be a good one. Let's take another break so I can get more beer. Take a leak. Re-energize. Come on, everybody. We got to re-energize. Let's realign our chakras. If your chakra was feeling a little out of line, I want you to align it, okay? I can't align it for you. All I can do is tell you that you have to align it, and then you could do it yourself, Dad. All right, let us take a quick music break with Johnny Music and Vampire Killer. Look, everybody, come on. If this doesn't get you in the mood for Halloween, you might have to go to your local gas station and find yourself a pouch of your favorite medication and chug it. Ooh. Hey everybody, welcome. Sorry. I was having a little bit too much fun. We're back to Nick Wright Radio. Hi. I love me some Castlevania, and I'm really excited. There's a video game called Vampire Survivors. It's kind of like Gauntlet and a never ending bull crap. It's a pretty addictive game. I put probably 20-30 hours into it, which is a good amount of time. But on Halloween, they're releasing a Castlevania pack, which is going to be fucking awesome. And it's only like $3. You get like 50 characters, and they're all from Castlevania. And if you know what the game looks like, it looks kind of like Castlevania. So I'm kind of excited for that. I'm going to say I'm excited for that game. They released some Star Citizen news. Official release date is now 2026. Good luck to you, Chris Roberts. Hunt Showdown put in a scream mask. Hunt Showdown is supposed to take place in 1890-something. So the community is mad, I'll say that. They could have some fun with it, but hey, whatever, I don't know. Who cares? I'm not buying it. Let's continue to carve this pumpkin. Why not? And while we do that, I don't know what this is, but we did get a submission from Lonnie Webb. Lonnie Webb sent me this. He said, play it. So I'm going to play it. And we'll see what's going on. It's a little long, but if it's, we might cut into it. Either way, we're going to listen to it, and I'm going to carve some pumpkins while we listen. Called Ghost in the Noise.
Ghost in the Noise by Lonnie Webb. Copyright 2024. Lonnie Webb. All rights reserved. Dark skies flash with blue-green lightning in the howling winds and pelting rains of the hurricane. My name is Thibodeau Ray, a storm spotter in a tow truck as the newest blow inches by. Leather smells in my truck contrast with the cold, swampy thunderstorm odors outside. I kicked the heater on to keep the fog off the windscreen. My hands were freezing in the air blast. I hadn't noticed how tightly I must have been gripping the wheel. Hurricane storm spotting. In the swamps of the South often becomes an effort to search out victims, and I suppose my nerves had gotten excitable. Spotters serve the needs called for. Admittedly, I used that as an excuse to drive when the state police closed the roads. Radars can't see below tree level, so someone has to report what the storm is doing on the ground. Drumming windshield wipers kept me company as I watched the roads for activity. The storm had turned away from my location. It had been as bad as it would get. I was now following it. My scanner crackled to life over the sound of the howling wind, startling me. "Mommy," it said. The AM light flashed while the voice spoke. It must be a wireless landline overpowering my mobile setup. Nobody but talk radio and airports use AM in this century. Odd, though. I had thought all the power was out with the rural power lines being down.
"Is anyone there? I'm all alone,"
the voice called again, almost drowning in the hiss of static. The static continued for a long moment, tempting that more would follow. "Call Dan," I spoke into my cell phone, but all cell service was out. The towers were truly down or without power from the winds and floods. Not to worry. My handheld radio was connected to my truck antenna. I tuned up my partner on the handy talkie. "Anybody using this frequency? November Zero Tango Dan. Are you there? Over," I called. "November Zero Tango here. That you, Thibodeau? Lots of noise on the bands. I can barely make you out. Over to you." Wind blew a branch rolling across the road and continuing off the other side. I struggled to keep the truck straight in the rain. "Yes, sir. Look, I hear a transmission in AM on the scanner." My teeth chattered mildly. "I might go check it out. Over."
"I'm not getting it here. You're just hearing a ghost in the noise. The static is playing tricks on you. Over." "Is anyone there?"
The scanner cracked, barely audible. "I don't think it's my imagination, Dan. Sounds like she's in trouble. Over."
"She,"
quoted Dan,
"could be a siren in the noise. Ah."
"What gets me is the signal is coming in on the AM band," I told him.
"That would have to be an air band or commercial these days. Who is it? An airplane?" "Over."
"I don't know. Kind of thought it was a phone at first, but it sounded like a kid. Must be close to me."
"There might be money in it. Airlines pay a lot for recovery done right. Over."
The scanner continued hissing on the AM band. No voice was discernible for the moment. "My radio will do AM, but I'll lose you for a while. Especially if I have to go direction finding. How's the storm look?" "Over."
"I only have relay info, but it looks like the worst is past. Stay to the high ground, though. A flash flood could still happen. Over,"
said Dan. "Copy that. I am clear," I said, letting others know I was done using the frequency. Assuming anyone was listening.
"Is anyone there? It's so dark,"
the child's voice called. I pulled off the road and switched over to AM. "All stations, please repeat that transmission."
"Hello?"
cried the voice.
"I didn't think anyone would ever answer me.
I spoke into the mic. My name is Thibodeau. What's your situation?
It's dark here and I am all alone, she said.
What is your address? It was hard to see through the rain, but there were no houses in the area.
I'm at the house.
House? What road? I asked, making no effort to show radio etiquette.
On the farm,
said the crackly voice, as though any idiot could tell which farm she was talking about. I needed that idiot to navigate for me. How do I get the farm? I asked.
On the farm road to the house,
she said. There was a hint of sarcasm in her transmission. I opened my map. Off the road were tire shops, storage centers, and bait shops, but no residential. Any fair-sized farm should be visible since the range of the signal is too limited for my buddy to hear.
My mommy likes to walk down the road when she goes to walk the swamp.
How do I find your farm road? I asked with measured words. We've all heard stories of deeper-than-country folk wandering through the swamp. Of course, I haven't met anyone buck-toothed enough to fit the description. Yet. There was crackling. I wanted to get out and use my handy-talky antenna to locate the transmission. That is, my truck insulates signals, so I put on my raincoat and hat. Unscrewing the antenna cable from my handheld, I replaced the shorter rubber ducky antenna. Then I added a gap between the fitting and the body of the radio just big enough for one thumbnail. I hopped out of the truck for better reception and said, "Talk to me. I am finding your direction, but I need you to keep talking."
"What should I say?"
she asked. "Tell me about the road," I said. "When do I turn off the main highway?"
"There is a tractor by the bend in the road, a big tree. That tree is where the tractor was held up by a rope while men were working on it."
Turning in a tight swivel, I could hear her talk when I faced the direction opposite that which the truck was facing. While she talked about trees and tractors she had seen by the road, I got back in the truck and stuck the short antenna out the window. Hastily, I turned around and drove back the way I came. She talked about a gas station and a big red gas truck. I had no idea what she was saying, but at least I had a sort of bearing. That was the summer when we bundled hay. We took the bundled hay to a hay baler, she said in that scratchy transmission. I didn't understand what she meant. Hay balers are pulled by tractors. Must be the simple error of a child. I smiled to myself when it occurred to me that she had no mic fright. The direction quickly led off to the right, so I looked for a turn. A numbered parish road went off namelessly, so I followed it for a while. The road immediately turned to gravel and ran by an old concrete slab. I almost missed it. Beside the slab was a rusted-out hulk of a wheelless tank truck. The frame was so frail it might as well have been a station wagon. This had to be the remains of a gas station, and the transmission went off behind it on a fork. This path was grassy, and the memory of ruts was no longer held by the ground here, but there was an unmistakable vehicle-wide gap in the trees. My lights picked up a dog trail leading up the dark lane. I followed that around a bend and soon passed through an open gate to an old chicken house and barn. On the other side of the road where the signal had led was a row of weeping willows dangling moss from above my head. I got out with my light and radio. The girl stopped talking, but I was going in the right direction. I found the house easy enough after peeling back the Spanish moss layers that draped around an open area like a fragmentary curtain. The faint light from the overcast moon was not strong enough to illuminate the grassy patch, so I brought up my lantern to light the way. "Can you hear me? Talk to me so I can find you." I swung the radio around at an angle in front of me.
"I'm still here. It's still so dark,"
said the quivering voice in the noise.
"Have you seen Mommy? She She likes to go for walks in the swamp.
In the swamp? During this weather? I said with amazement. I haven't seen her. Rain was lighter now, but still falling. It rode the currents of the air and fell predestined to land on the earth at my feet. I'm close now. Keep your nerve, I said with my mind going back to my boomstick in the back of the tow truck. The strongest position was dead ahead. In the dark stood an overgrown dwelling. It was hard for me to make out where the vegetation ended and the structure began. It wasn't clear if the structure remained sound at all, but I doubted the storm had harmed it. Although, it made creaking noises just bearing up to the wind and rain. Louisiana swamps were notorious for consuming man-made homes, schools, and churches left abandoned. The hurricanes certainly drove people away regularly enough. Jutting up out of the ground, this stucco and clapboard Scooby-Doo house showed hints of being influenced by, not surprisingly, French architecture. The windows were so dark they looked like gaunt features more than elevations of the house. A tiny glow reflected from two upper windows that protruded from the sinking roof. The light did not come from inside, being a pale imitation of the moonlight. Combined with the belfry over the porch, it looked like the face of a skull complete with a gasping mouth. I walked away from the dilapidated front porch. It smelled of rain and rotten wood. Rickety boards dangled from above what might have been a porch swing once. In addition to the creaking sounds, it did not look safe. To the right, there was a side entrance. Beside it, an electric meter loop on the side of the house with the pitted metal lever that had been pulled down and drooped to one side. The cloth and asbestos-wrapped mains were disconnected from the house. The brownish fuse box was open, and the rusty screw-in fuse receptacles revealed power conducting connections were long gone. I pulled gently on the screen door, but it was too much tugging the latch out of the rotted jam. Dust and dirt fell from the frame the door sat in. The interior door was badly weathered and unlocked. The tin or bronze fittings squeaked as I eased it open. A musty, rotten wood smell rose from the inside also. Unsettling groans came from the structure. Hello, I called out. Anybody hear me? Not only was there no answer, the house ceased groaning. A hand-woven bread sack mat lay beyond the door into the kitchen. I pressed my feet gently on the floor as I walked in. I could hear the wood moving against nails in the floor under my careful paces. It held me up well enough, but I confessed to a certain weakness in the knees. Hello? I then said into the radio. I am in the house.
I hear you, Thibodeau,
said the child's voice through my radio. Why can't I hear you? Are you in the cellar? I asked.
I don't think so,
she said.
We don't have a cellar in the house.
Looking for the signal, I waved the radio again. I moved in the strongest direction, into a big room with a fireplace. Grapevines reached in from a paneless window bearing no fruit. An old piano stood against the wall opposite an infested and chewed up couch. Stoneware crocks sat under it with no corks, empty vessels. Beyond that stood a sewing table and a large chair. On the table stood an ancient spark set. With the transmitter on my left and the receiver on my right, I leaned into the Telemco. A layer of dirt and grime clung to it, but it was clearly a 1930s contraption. Being a spark radio, it needed no electricity. I grasped the stalk of the microphone horn and said, "Radio check, can you hear me?" My own voice crackled in my radio.
"I can hear you,"
came the child's voice from my HT. "The signal is coming from right here. Where are you? Is there another radio in the house?"
No,
she said.
There is only the one.
A bang rattled the house, and the faint moonlight was extinguished by the house shutters slamming shut. The air smelled of dirt and wet leaves. A door flew open, revealing a ragged skeletal shape of what had been a woman standing in the doorway, with moss hanging off it. Her leathery arm reached out with a meatless hand. Hollow eyes looked in my direction, putting a terrible fright in me, stifling a scream in my throat. A glimmer of light seemed to glow in the back of the skull's interior. Anything but holy glared into my face with an absence of soul. With one stride, it was upon me. I backed into the corner behind the sewing table, looking for any escape. The frail wood of the shutters now stood like iron bars in my hands, refusing to budge regardless of my desperation to open them. "Is Mommy there?" said the child. "I hear Mommy in the noise."
Damn. Lonnie Webb, that was awesome. Radio Engine. Go there. It's on YouTube. I guess this is his new project. Let's see what he's got going on here. Let's sub. You sub. We'll give it a thumbs up. That was fun. Does he have anything else there? That's his first one. Good work. I liked it. I finished carving the pumpkin door in that whole thing. Sorry you didn't get to hear the whole thing, but it came out nice. If you want to check out what it looked like, go to cool places. You can find it. It's very scary. It's not too hairy. And it's... Oh, excuse me. I'm the worst podcaster ever.
Life is great. He gets shot in the head.
What?
Ah, Jesus fucking Christ. I told you not to call here. I'm a bitch. I don't want you. Fucking pet insurance. I got beat off.
Nick. Hey, Nick.
Hi.
This is Tunnel Rat. I think we need to interface. We need to talk about each other's knowledge. Interview. Let me know when you're available.
That other guy offered me $3. I'll do it for $4. And I won't do his. I'll make an exclusive just for you. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Nick the Rat Radio, where we're carving pumpkins and taking names. I really like to carve pumpkins. This is actually a cheap one. It was only like $6. I was like, wow. It, was it Bidenomics? Did that finally kick in or something? There's a big ass pumpkin. It's big. I'm only 7 inches tall. This thing's about as big as me. $6. I bought 2 of them. But these things rot really quick, and then you get flies in your house. You gotta get throw it out in the sewer, and then you dump it, and you But you know, it's fun while they're here. I like them. I'm a big fan. Also, if you tuned in last week, there was Bigfoot Beats. We talked to Andrew Lawrence. He mentioned Doo-Wop Cafe, and I've been listening to it pretty much all the time now for the past week. I've been addicted to the Doo-Wop Cafe. I've been doo-wopping it up. There's a whole bunch of different DJs, and every time in the chat, I'm like, "Yo, y'all know Mean Beam? Mean Beam sent me, motherfucker." And I was like, who? And like Bigfoot beats. I want my money. Don't make me funny. My wife
will live. I want my money. My
wife will live. I think there's a way to solve it.
Afraid of him or any of you punks, and I got an ice pick for him. Him and any of you want to get cute.
I want my money.
We need money.
I want my money.
I have money. Zoom.
Señorita,
the best in the cielo.
Stuff for you and mom.
What are we going to do?
We need money.
I want my money.
People of spirit, attention.
Explain it to us simply, won't you?
I told you.
God, go to hell.
I want my money. I want my money.
Then you need help.
What are we going to do?
Yes, if your eyes are bloodshot and burning like Bigfoot.
We need money.
That's all I got left after paying last month's rent.
I think there's a way to solve it.
Get credit, like everybody else. You're so mutilated about that. You can get stuff on account down at the store.
I want my money.
They back double, like they done yet all the other stores.
I want my money.
What are you talking about?
People of spirit, attention.
I want my money. I want my money.
We gotta do that. Get it straight to the Caymans, remember?
I want my money.
We need money. We need it now.
And I want my money.
Bigfoot.
Let's get out of here.
Look, Cindy.
I want my money. I want my money.
He wants his money. He wants his money. Do, 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 do. He wants his money. Do, 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 do. That was fun. So I like it. I give that a 2 rat thumbs way up there. Yeah, Halloween is upon us. It's coming up next week. It's officially, I think, 7 days away now. I think the election results going to be in 10 days from today? Ugh. There's going to be so many tears, either red or blue. So sick of politics. I really got to block it out of my life. Just got to get rid of all of it. Don't want to hear anything about it. Especially from, I don't want people's opinions about it in my face. Just give me the facts. Give me some facts. Don't give me opinions. I want to see, they brought George Carlin back from the dead. Let's see who he's going to vote for. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't care. And I don't, why is there so much information and so much bullshit? And why am I looking at it? You know, I could just block it out. I could block it out. You could block it out too. Everybody could just block it all out. Just don't really pay too much, but you have to pay some attention for your own sake and also so you don't get sued for tax issues or something. I don't know. You don't want tax issues, so you got to find out something about the government, right? This beer sucks. It's I'm gonna say this beer is not the best beer there is. Let's talk about cutting boards. I've been throwing away all the cutting boards that I have, and I've been looking into what is the best cutting board there is. And there's something called end-grained wood cutting boards, I think. Yeah, it's wood, but it's got to be not edge. It's got to be end, not bamboo. You don't want bamboo. You don't need a $5,000 thick one. I think you need I think it's called like edgewood or endwood. It looks like a checkerboard. You want like a cutting board that looks like a checkerboard. Then again, I don't know if my research is right, but that is where my research has led me. You don't want the plastic ones like from OXO or that really good garbage, because when you cut up your food, it gets plastic in there, but probably a lot of people are already doing it before it even gets to you. So you're eating plastic. You're drinking plastic. You are plastic. We are great plastic people. We are. Plastics. Yummy. Yeah. I don't know. Is there anything else that that I wanted to talk about here? I wanted to talk about the cutting boards, peanut butter. China has a quantum computer that could break the RSA security, and right now we're probably living in a simulation created by Chang Dynasty of 500 years ago. Oh yeah, another fun thing to think about is lead paint and lead paint chips and babies eating lead paint chips. We've all heard the story of the baby eating lead paint chips. Have we not? You have. I know you have. You're listening to me? Hey, you. Have you heard about babies eating paint chips off the wall? And that's why they made lead illegal? You heard this. I know you heard. I heard this. I never really thought about it that much, because when you used to hear things, you just kind of just believed it. Now, I know lead is not good to digest or to touch or to be around. You don't want too much lead in your life, especially you don't want too much lead in your body. You don't want to be licking or eating. Have you ever seen a kid eating the wall? I've heard of stories about kids eating paint chips off the wall, but I've stalked some children with binoculars from really far away because I was court ordered. No, I'm joking. But I've never seen a kid eating walls. Now, why would they want to get lead off of your walls in your house if nobody's really eating it? Have you ever been to the dentist and got an x-ray and they put lead on you to block the x-ray? Now, did you ever think that maybe they got the lead off of your walls because they didn't want you to be able to block electromagnetic radiation from entering your house and you? Hold on 1 second. My sewer wall is peeling. I just want to eat that really quick. No lead in that paint. That's a fun. That was a fun one to think about. Somebody. The lead is really bad, though. Lead is not something you really want. Lead. There's lead poisoning, you know. But again, there's poisoning of all types, right? There's oxygen poisoning. You'd oxidate. You could. It's mercury poisoning, but there's mercury in the fish, and the fish eat, and they dump the fish, and they dump the thing. Then there's metal poison. There's metal. There's your radiation poison. There's a whole bunch of different. What makes it a poison compared to something else? Is it a chemical reaction, or is it Judy? Don't let me drink any more of these beers. Yeah. We should probably, maybe we should get out of here. It's 1 in the morning, midnight in the next sewer. We've made it. We celebrated it. We're proud, loud, and next week is Halloween. That's pretty fucking cool. If you do a 50 voice challenge before Halloween comes, you'll get a pumpkin made out of lead.
By some act of fucking Bahamut, you'll stop me from completing my mission. Request to leave 50 voicemails straight. The challenge, the immortals. Whole world shall remember the name Kevin Kevbot. As I leave the 47 voicemails, reflect on the last 17 hours of smoking methamphetamines. The only thing I regret is doing them with my friend, Brad, who continuously burned up the dope and smoked all the dope all himself. In my stupor, at the 16th hour, I tried to load the bowl. I spilt everything, and he was like, "Oh, let's quit." I said, "Dude, burnt it all up, and it's easy for you to say let's quit. I haven't had a good hit all day because you've been burning it all up, Nick." This is the Kev Bot Show.
No, this is the Nick the Rat Show. Nick the Rat Radio. And we're celebrating hardcore Halloween style down in the sewers. We're enjoying the time. I've been looking for like Halloween byproducts in the stores, like Halloween like fruit snacks or Halloween anything. I haven't really been seeing much. It's very, very disappointing. Maybe Dunkin' Donuts has like the donut with the donut in it that looks like a spider. But I haven't even really been to Dunkin' Donuts. But I've been looking around supermarkets, you know, when I break in late at night to steal some food from the market. I haven't been seeing too much. Been down the candy aisle, I mean the cereal aisle, and no Halloween Captain Crunch. I'm very disappointed. I think I'm gonna to throw some eggs at the place that I buy eggs. Okay, look. Don't do that. We're gonna be back next week to It's going to be a Halloween extravaganza. We have big time special stuff planned, not just carving a pumpkin. We already carved a pumpkin, but we're going to do something super duper scary next week. Wait, we got a phone call? Somebody's calling in. Hello, caller.
What game are you playing now? I can't believe what you're doing.
This is a podcast. I'm not playing a game now. This is not a game. This is a podcast. This is pod racing. Oh, geez. Miller gives me, I'm so gassy. It's disgusting. This is nasty. Can't stop drinking this garbage. You know, maybe I should open another one here. Yeah, we're gonna drink another beer. Wait, no, we're gonna get out of here. I hope everybody is ready for Halloween. If you celebrate, I hope you are ready. This is it. You only got this week left. What are you getting dressed up as? I'm getting dressed up personally. As a person, maybe. Fucking scary ass people, man. Living my life as a rat, it's great. But then, you know, you see some. We'll be back next week with more Nick the Rat Radio. Good night, everybody. I hope you have enjoyed your time here in the sewer with us. And I hope you enjoy this next song from Noel Melker, Voiceless Demons. Yeah, if you stick around, I might play with some synths after the show's over, or maybe I'll play a game. Maybe I'll play with some synths. I'm gonna probably play with some sounds. I'm gonna play with some sound. We'll be back next week. Make sure that you don't put lead in your purple pumpkins. What is going on here? Hello, caller. Do you want to say goodnight to the? Do you want to say goodnight to the world?
Is this a free clinic?
Yeah.
I think I got a case of gonorrhea.
You could come on in. I'll open the door for you. Are you outside right now?
Is it like a shot or is it some sort of process I got to go through? Or
well, first there's, okay. Well,
is there supposed to be green stuff coming out of the tip? Maybe I don't have it. Maybe I don't got gonorrhea.
We're gonna find out. You can come on down. I'll open the door. You just come on down. We'll reach inside. We'll get a clump out. We'll make some guacamole and nachos. It's going to be really tasty. Mm. Mm. We'll have you fixed up in no time, sir.
What's that?
We'll have you all fixed up in no time and have a tasty, delicious dinner to go along with it.
Sounds good. That sounds really good. That sounds appetizing. This is all free, though, because this is a free clinic, right?
Free?
I don't want to pay.
No, we don't do any of that for free. We'll be back next week. Wait, for free. Nick the Rat Radio. Happy Halloween, everybody. Ha ha ha!
away from Pumpkinhead unless you're tired of living.
His enemies are mostly dead. He's mean and unforgiving.
Stop it!